الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المعلم العظيم. Alhamdulillah, we've got three very important programs taking place now, and we are very fortunate Allah has made us part and parcel of it. May Allah give the barakat and the rahmat and anwarat to all of us, and we take it from here to our families also and to our business places everywhere, and Allah bless us with this great barakat. One thing is that we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala that here in this town of Marlborough, we have this, mashallah, Bukhari Sharif Khatam. It's not a small thing. Quran Sharif Khatam. It's not a small thing. Great, great things. Nikah, we have in every masjid taking place, and that also, in this little while, nikah we should look at as a great ibadat. Not just only as a social function, or as a, just in life, you have grown up, now you must get married. No, it's an ibadat. And we should look at it from the point that it is an ibadah. Namaz, we understand, it's not a social function, gathering. We prepare for wudu, for namaz accordingly, wudu. We say our ghusl is in order, everything. We come for namaz. Just like that, as Muslims, we must look at nikah also as an ibadah. It is half of our iman. And in that, what particular point I would like to draw our attention, all of us, that those of us who are married, at all costs try and keep the marriage. Today, for small, small things, we want out of the marriage. The woman says, I want out. The man says, I want out. We should try and work against this, away from this. And one major reason for this is that there are many other reasons, but one major reason, in my opinion, that our girls, we have made them career women. So when they have got their independence, they are earning for themselves. So any small problem, I can fend for myself. I want out. If she was not, if it was the Islamic system that the husband must maintain the wife and he must look after her, then she won't just want out for any and every small thing. But today we have drifted from that. So we should try and maintain the Islamic system, and in that way, inshallah, we will get the barakat, the great fuyuzat, the great blessings of nikah, and we will enjoy that. Then alhamdulillah, we are having a Quran Sharif khatam. How many boys complete?
One
boy. Completing Quran Sharif. This is a living miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Today there is nobody in the world that memorizes the religious kitab, the Bible, the Old Testament, the Torah, anything. It's only the Muslims Allah has got. And generally all of us sitting here, we are not Hafiz all of us, but the most that we know of by heart is also Quran Sharif. Whether it's the 10 surahs we know, whether we know from Wadduha, whatever it might be, but what a person knows, a Muslim, the most of it is Quran Sharif. And for every letter, how much sawab. And the Hafiz of Quran, what position. And then you have got this Hafiz class running here. This is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is a great, great blessing. Wherever Quran Sharif is recited, Allah's rahmat comes down there. Allah's rahmat abounds there. So this is a great, and those, mashallah, perhaps how many homes have got Hafizas here in Marlborough? Every year students are completing, studying. So this is a great sign. May Allah bring that day that in Marlborough, everywhere in the world, every home has got at least one Hafiz. And may the time can come. There are many such places, the whole families are Hafiz. And they're doing hibs in, and they are reading a lot of Quran Sharif. And this is what draws the rahmat and barakat of Allah Ta'ala. In passing, I wish to mention one point, that many of us, we have some problems, whatever problem, some sickness lays in the house, maybe financial problem, maybe domestic husband-wife problem, parents-children problem, children have delinquents, etc. Many homes we have got. The solution to that really is that we have to draw the rahmat of Allah. The problems are because Allah's rahmat is not there. And how, why doesn't Allah's rahmat come? When we have drifted from deen. For example, we got TV in the house, for malaika don't enter that house. We've got photos hanging, malaika don't enter that house. Then, and when malaika don't come, then who comes? Shayateen. And shayateen, they always come in very tempting forms. Looks very nice. No worry of parda in the house. Everyone mixing, talking, having fun. Music is getting on, TV is on, any other wrong things. So it looks very nice. But shayateen come with that terrible poison. It's a sugar-coated pearl. The outside, it looks very sweet, but it brings all the problems. Then that problem comes out, like if our blood is not good in the body, this blood is contaminated or something. Sometimes you get a sore coming out here, sometimes in the leg, sometimes some other problem. This is all because we have drifted. So, and now we have to get shaitan out of the system. And it's not difficult. It's not difficult. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali has explained, all we have to do, sincere tawbah. Make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And what can help us in sincere tawbah, in our circles, two things are very common and easy for everyone. One is, go in jamaat and change our lives. Other is, connect ourselves to some buzurg, Allah Wala. Make tawbah on his hands. We can make tawbah on our own. But this tawbah, their duas, etc., their tawajjuh, then we change our lives. That is what really tawbah is, to change our life. Then Allah's rahmat will come. When Allah's rahmat will come, our problems, we won't know where they went. If, for example, we go in the house at night, lights are off. It's dark. In darkness, nobody likes. Now one person just puts a switch down, light has come, where has the darkness gone? You didn't have to give 1 hour bayan to the darkness, get out from here, I don't like you, you are dark, you are, I can't see anything, you get out from here. No, all that, nothing. Just that one switch, light has come, and now you feel comfortable. It is cold, and you are, everyone is shivering, just put the heat on. And then you see everyone gets so nice, warm, comfortable. It's very hot. And everyone is sweating, everyone is uneasy. Just put the air on, put the fan on. Just that one button and everything comes right. So our problems will be solved if we get Allah's rahmat. May Allah give me and us all the tawfiq to work towards getting the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for this, the Quran Sharif, the explanation of it is the Hadith Sharif. And Bukhari Sharif, the biggest kitab, is going to be completed. And all the details, and mashallah, under very able and capable ulama, our children are studying here. And they are doing this khatam, in which we will learn this details of how to get the rahmat of Allah. Just one point I want to mention, and I complete there. That, for example, many of us, we are here, we make namaz. But our namaz also, we must try and improve the quality. Inside also, our concentration, devotion, that is separate. But outwardly also, as far as possible, to stand motionless in front of Allah Ta'ala. Concentration and devotion is inside. But this, that now we are stretching here, for example. Now we are stretching here, which is common. Our eyes are not on the places where they have to be. That is also common. We're looking around a bit from the side of our eyes. We play with our clothes, for example, pulling them down or something. We should try and improve on all that. We are having this great dars of Quran Sharif, hibs of Quran, Bukhari Sharif. With that, at least the outward form of salah, let us try and correct that. Then we work towards the inside also with full concentration. May Allah give us all tawfiq, accept it from us all, and guide us towards His pleasure. And that by the barakat of this great, great events which are taking place now, may Allah send His rahmat in abundance upon us, and may Allah choose us to be amongst His true friends, and make us according to that. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.